Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Taking Flight. As promised, I'm here to talk to you about how you can welcome birds into your home. No, not as pets, but by creating a suitable and ideal habitat for birds right in your own backyard. Since last week's episode had a very dark and negative tone to it, I'm going to try my best today to sound optimistic and hopefully spread that optimism to you all. Today's topic on Taking Flight is creating bird habitat in your backyard. For those of you that don't have ample space, you can create a plant container on your balcony. However, you need to make sure you use plants that are native to the area, as non-native or invasive species can cause more harm than good. By choosing locally native plants, you are ensuring vital refuge for birds, in the form of nutritious berries, insects, and seeds. There are a bunch of native plants that provide a good variety of bird food for the year, but if I started listing them now, this podcast would get very boring very quickly. If you're looking for more information, you can search audubon.org/native plants. That's audubon.org/native plants. Now, birds also need a balanced diet, so you need to make sure that your garden has some of these key elements in order for it to attract the most visitors. Number 1. Insects. As I mentioned in my previous episode, insects are a great food source for birds, one of which that they are often missing due to their mismatched migration. Native herbaceous plants, or plants that are herb-like, can attract many caterpillar species that can be a vital source of protein for birds, especially during the breeding season. Some examples of herbaceous plants are goldenrod milkweed or sunflowers. Number 2. Fruit. Fruit is a seasonal favorite, both among humans and birds. But remember, many shrubs and trees ripen their berries at different times, so it's important to include seasonal variety. For example, it's a good idea to include cherry trees during the hot summer days and cedar hollies for those cold winter nights. Number 3. Nuts and seeds. As you all probably know, nuts contain a great deal of healthy omega fats that are crucial in brain development and maintenance. Though this may not be the same case for birds, walnuts and acorns from oak trees are ideal for birds to save for later, when food is really hard to find. This form of foraging is called caching. This behavior is also common in squirrels. Flowers that provide small seeds for songbirds, such as finches, are asters, coneflowers, and once again, sunflowers. If you find that your yard is being visited frequently by hummingbirds, you might be inclined to plant flowers that have a tubular shape, such as honeysuckle. Once you have the appropriate plants, it might be a good idea to create habitat layers within your garden to make it appear more natural. The large trees in your backyard, such as oak, provide roosting spots and cavities for woodpeckers. Shrubs and small trees provide fruit and nesting sites for songbirds. Perennials are plants that live only 2 years. Some examples are strawberries, thyme, and persimmon. These plants provide a rich habitat for pollinators and provide seeds for many songbirds. Pollinators rely on visual attraction and tend to feed off the same flower species in a group. So in order to ensure that you get the most pollinators, it's recommended that you plant and group 5 or more of the same plant species together. Decaying leaves and wood should form the base of the habitats. This makes your habitat appealing to many invertebrates that the birds eat, such as the larvae of moth caterpillars. Water also plays a key role in the popularity of your garden. Because let's face it, if you have all this great food in your garden, but little to no water, a bird's probably not going to spend time there. If you're not the kind to construct a bird bath, you can construct depressions in boulders to collect rainwater. Congratulations, you now have a garden to attract birds and have made the world a better place. Now what? Like any project, proper care and maintenance is key. Removing non-native or invasive weeds is a must. Not only do they ruin the aesthetics of your garden, they also compete for resources by blocking out sunlight needed for other plants to grow. I know this next one might seem counterintuitive, but don't rake the leaves. As I mentioned earlier, you want that extra layer of rotting material. They help keep your plant roots cool and moist and provide habitat for caterpillar larvae. Similarly, save yourself the sore back and allow dead trees and branches to remain where they are. Decaying wood helps feed the rich organic matter. Refrain from adding pesticides. Other than the impact these pesticides have on the environment, They often kill the beneficial bugs in your garden, such as the aphid-eating ladybugs, or the bees and butterflies that the birds rely on. If you live out in the city, you might look to construct a smaller garden on your patio or balcony. Make sure you're using plants that are native to the area and placing them in areas that receive optimum sunlight. In areas that are not as sunny, you can make the best of the situation by planting shade-tolerant species. These are just some of the ways you can turn your backyard or balcony into bird-friendly habitat. I think this looks like a good spot to wrap things up, so I'll see you all next time on Taking Flight.